This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical on Michael Wolf, last name W-O-L-F-E, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Place was Mission Point in Flint. Date was December the 14th, 2022. New paragraph chief complaint. Mr. Wolf is a 66-year-old male who came from Hurley after a fairly long stay period. New paragraph chief complaint. He was seen because of debility, and he was hospitalized with with pneumonia, and he also has affective disorder and hypertension, period. He had hypoxia in the hospital, period. New paragraph history of past illness. He had been at another extended care facility getting OT and PT, period. He went to bathroom at 2 a.m. on the day of hospitalization, which was around the 28th of November or so. Sorry, no, the 27th of November, changed to the 27th of November, period. He had an episode of near syncope and fell to the ground and was able to crawl and ask for help, period. He's known to have urinary incontinence and had previously a fully removed, period. He was a poor informant, period. In the ER, his blood pressure was low at 80 or 50, and he was given IV fluids, period. He had an X-ray that showed signs of pneumonia, period. He was admitted to the medical floor and started on IV antibiotics, which have since been completed, period. He is on Prolixin every 3 weeks due to his schizoaffective disorder and psychosis, period. He had a previous long hospitalization earlier this year as well, period. Pulmonology was consulted, and they helped with the hypoxia, and it was noted that he was hypoxic for some time in the hospital, period. It took quite a while for him to be able to ambulate, period. He was laid up for about a week or more, and then gradually with therapy reached the point where he was able to walk with queuing, period. However, he was too debilitated to go home because there's no help, period. He needed oxygen up until about 2 to 3 days before coming here, and now is doing okay without the oxygen, period. There was no one at his room and board where he was staying that could help with oxygen or help with any kind of activities of daily living, period. His insurance company decided that he was just too good for skilled rehab, so he was disenrolled from them and put on Medicaid, and he is here for longer-term care, period. However, he has improved in the past week, and he's now ambulating without physical contact, period. He still has a bit of a fall risk, period. He's treated also for hypokalemia and hypomagnesemia in the hospital, period. He had upper endoscopy, and that showed a slight stricture, and he was dilated, period. This resulted in improvement of the dysphagia that he had, period. Speech therapy worked with him also, though, for an oral pharyngeal component of dysphagia, but he's doing better now, period. He was anemic, but his last hemoglobin was stable at 9.6, and his white count was stable at 7.1, period. New paragraph, he denies feeling particularly ill at the present time, period. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional. He does not feel feverish or have chills. Eye denies visual complaints. ENT denies earache, sore throat, or hoarseness. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no angina or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or hematuria. Musculoskeletal denies arthralgias. Skin, no rash or itch. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. New paragraph, past history. It's positive for bipolar affective disorder, schizophrenia, hypertension, recent pneumonia. There's a question raised about a stroke, but I'm not clear on this, as there's no clear-cut neurologic deficit, period. He's had transaminitis in the past and hypomagnesemia in the past and an esophageal stricture. New paragraph family history. He does not know what his mother and father had or died from, period. He states they are deceased at an advanced age, period. New paragraph social history. No smoking or ethanol abuse, period. He was living at a room and board before he was hospitalized. But actually, he was at a nursing home for rehab first, and before that, he was at a room and board, period. New paragraph. Medication. Thanks. Clozapine, 75 milligrams at bedtime. Ipratropium, or sorry, doing that by nebulizer every 6 hours if needed. Potassium and sodium phosphate, 280-160-250. One pack 4 times a day. Potassium chloride, 20 milliequivalents daily. Magnesium oxide, 250 milligrams, 2 tablets daily. Mitrin, 5 milligrams, 3 times a day for hypotension. Artificial tears, 2 drops each eye every 6 hours. Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily at bedtime. Methenacol, 25 milligrams, 3 times a day. Bumex, 2 milligrams daily. Aranesp, 0.3 mLs into the skin every 7 days to make 60 micrograms. Lexapro, 10 milligrams daily. Nexium, 40 milligrams twice a day before meals. Flufenazine decanoate, 25 milligrams per mil, and he takes 1.5 mLs, which makes 37.5 mLs every 21 days. Lactulose, 30 mLs twice a day. Melatonin, 3 milligrams nightly. Senna, 8.6 milligrams nightly. Flomax, 0.4 milligrams night or daily in the morning, sorry. New paragraph. Examination, allergies not known, then examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Affect was good, period. Blood pressure 98/69, temperature 98, pulse 74, respiratory rate 18, O2 saturation 96%. Head and neck, pupil decone reactive light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements are intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, hearing was adequate. Neck supple, no palpable mass, no thyromegaly, tracheus approximately midline. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, S1-S2, no gallop, no murmur, no pitting edema, pedal pulse is palpable, period. Abdomen soft and untender, no palpable organomegaly, period. He's a bit obese. Neurologic, colon, cranial nerves are normal, sensation is intact, period. He can move all limbs adequately with no clear focal lateralizing deficits, period. Musculoskeletal, short range of motion was normal, period. There's no inflammation or fusion of the joints, no cyanosis. Skin was mostly intact, period. There's a bunion on the left, on the right foot that had a slight opening area that's clean and looks like a callus, period. It's dry. Overall, the skin is dry and intact and warm, period. New paragraph, but in plan. 1, he has completed treatment for pneumonia. 2, he has hypotension, period. He'll continue Mitadrin, 5 milligrams 3 times a day, period. for schizoaffective disorder versus bipolar disorder, and we'll continue. Clozaril, 75 milligrams at bedtime, plus Lexapro, 10 milligrams daily, plus the Plixin injections, 37.5 milligrams every 21 days, period. 5 years, had prostatic hyperplasia, and alkaline tablets, Zulocin, 0.4 milligrams daily, period. He's on Bethenacol, 25 milligrams three times a day, also, period. He seems to be doing okay at the present time, period. For anemia, he's on Aranesp, 60 micrograms every 7 days, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation. Mm-hmm.